It wasn't a very good year for it. It was like an off year, so like we have.
Like you have just for the sake. You know,
this could be.
You're in the zone anyways, you know.
Yeah, you can be a good job.
Just keep it rolling, right? Once you get going, if you get through prom.
Yeah, that actually was my plan. Like I was actually nicely hooked up with these long this helmet guy, right? Like they just okay, well the guy I told you about, Tom Russell, like he got a few long lines like a lot. Like he does the helmet and then he does all the rock bits. Does all the, you know, that's fine, like it's more efficient, but you're out there a lot longer. These guys, well, I called him and he's like, oh no, I already screwed up, but call these guys. Just gives me like I'm real bad, so he's out. So they're joking with these guys. They attach their helmet in like 2 weeks. They do their it's a season, but you can go back if you want. Oh.
5 years worth of, like, what I would have done if I was fucking still salmon fishing, right? It's hard because you, like, want
to
be nice.
He actually, he was in the good years, right?
Yeah.
Fished till the 90s when it went kaput.
Really? And so that's when everybody was getting lots of money and shit.
No. Like, that was when it was over, salmon fishing. It was good up until like the 90s, early 90s.
Hmm. And then
they cut the fleet in half and then built fish farms and.
Oh, fuck it.
Didn't later went fishing anymore, so.
Fucked it all up.
What should we do? I think.
I don't know what we're gonna do. We're gonna move some shit around.
I just have a hard time getting.
Yeah. It's nice to just be out here, though. It's nice to just be on the road.
Yeah, and I think I do.
Get in the zone a little bit, right?
Yeah, I just haven't gotten to work yet today.
Yeah.
Okay, I wish I was hoping to catch, like, a good solid sleep.
Yeah. You almost took a nap, dude.
But what we can do, what I think I'm going to do, is, yeah, you can, I think I'll see it later, you can see on the book. Twice as much shit as I had. And I'm like, look, at least the way I had it, there was space. I had lots of space. Empty closets.
Yeah.
Like, I had wiggle room.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's like my socks, I have to, like, pull them. They're, like, compressed into these little, like, just compressed all my shit. Like, I can't even. It's like, well, I'm just going to leave it all there and go buy new stuff.
Packed away for the year.
Or it's, like, packed away. I just want to kind of get. Well, I just want to kind of get the boat, like, it's set up. Yeah. Get it working, like, just make a list. You know, get some dope that way. Yeah, I started a little list. Do you want, like, I like to use a lot of 5 gallon buckets for stuff. Like, actually, there's a shitter in there, but if it's designed properly, like, probably not. Like, I like using buckets anyway. Well, you can't rail her off this. You can rail her off this Swifty, but I don't think you can rail her off this. It's illegal, anyways. It's illegal. WCBO. Going bust you. Oh, yeah,
you're fucking shitting overboard. You're fucking hazard.
This is the sports fishing stuff. That's all. This rope I want to get in the basket. The rope, the basket rock. Yeah. pretty good about the traps. Like. Okay, school's in session. School's in session.
Popped and hear himself.
Hey, good thing about, you know, Mr. Trevor's boat, Trevor's here, good thing about Trevor, everything has to be perfect. He doesn't like, you know, like, when you practice on the boat, you know, but see, they're all good shape. I don't know, like, these are custom orders, right? So, I'm gonna ice and your piece of true ice. System on here, so that's kind of like what I'm doing right now, is just staring at the harness up.
How's this grill ball going? Is it just
stacking in or?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Gift of self-esteem.
put fish in there.
And yet I find, repeating in my head.
I'll just maybe I'll show you that right now. Well, I think I just want to do that, right? So that, as far as, like, catching the way you like, the more central, your feet. So the trap. That's why I'm thinking we should do this, right? Because the way they had it, they were just, the deckhand would just jam it forever, and then, you know, this one's way over here. You know, it's not, you know, or it could be here. You know, and just, you know, there's the entrance. But they could just sit here and never actually go to the path.
Yeah.
Our ground line looks like this. Okay? This up. We'll have, clap these. This will, I think you kind of get a good at finding the hands of things. It's kind of a skill. Like, where does this shit even start? Like, you know, it's pretty confusing. So you just kind of like, you don't, that, no. You don't really stir, like, just find it. Find the end. Find the end. It's like
mind rolled over the fucking world.
Well, this is all. This doesn't make any sense. It's like five kinds of rope. But it's all in a pot. These are like, we have like a flow of two drafts. Everywhere. We went from Victoria to Walmart.
It's okay. Had a bad day. Had some bruise from breaking rocks all day.
Totally on the wrong path. This is right up top. I really like this song. Keep it on both. So this this is kind of a pretty short chunk, so I can just do a hand coil with it. About 10 fathoms. You know what fathom is? That's like, well, it's 6 feet, but we use fathoms because that's easy to,
is that one arm length?
One arm length. So it's easy to
know. Yeah. You're measuring it.
So this is how I do hand coils. You just coil it, take your hand, you leave a bit of like tail, roll this tail.
It's the tail.
It's the tail. I don't know if it's not that complicated. I don't know if we get it right away, but it's still showing how it goes. Take your tail, you go around once, maybe twice, maybe three times. Doesn't matter how much you want, a couple of times. Just so it kind of like. You don't want to like squish your coil, but you don't want to like so loose that it flails around. So it's kind of like. Here's the maneuver. You make like a loop enough that it goes fucking right through, and then fold back over. That's the binder. Yeah, it's just like a quick maneuver. Yeah, it's just a quick way. Right? So you need enough of this tail, so that's enough, so you just make like a bite. You do that, it's called a bite. Right? Go bite. And then now loop through. Essentially it's a loop. So it's the bite, turns into a loop. Now your tail still.
So it doesn't go through your just.
And that can come on. This is stiff rope. It's like
heavy gauge.
Well, like it's, they call it lay. Like there's soft lay, medium lay, hard lay. That's like kind of like a cable-y. So it's kind of like a medium lay, right? Kind of medium lay. Like there's a soft lay. So it kind of holds its shape. So you don't really need to. So that's probably not for you. Or it can be another one, I guess.
There's too much tail.
Yeah, there's more tail. But then it's harder to get them done. The good thing was to get them done, it's like.
Yeah, you can see all that. Yeah, you gotta get the rope. It's all tied up.
So you just gotta. Take it apart. Divide it to the middle, as I was gonna ask, right? And then you can kind of like.
Mistakes though.
Yeah, so then it's kind of like, see this. And then you have almost ready to go coil. No tangly. It's just kind of like, it's just not going to tangle. Like, I mean, it is going to tangle. Like, see, that's a tangle, right? But it's not.
Better than just chopping
it
down.
Better than if it was just in a pile of shit, right? You do have to see how it kind of carefully, see how it came back without no tangle, right? Like, doesn't ever, medium lay never really, it's like an extension cord, right? Never really, like, I can manipulate it. Twist it.
Actually, just learned this yesterday. It's like, that's how they twist their speaker cables.
Same thing.
Right? But no, he just showed me, he's like, you just go like this and twist the cable.
Yeah.
Said, you can actually, see guys
will
fucking
hire
you,
sound good,
just
like, yeah,
the guy's
fucking
got around his arm.
All
like,
tight.
They're like, dude, you just kinked all the fucking mic cables. But it's quite an art, it's really nice when you get it right.
See, like, the first time I did, I didn't give a shit because it didn't matter. But this time I'm actually like, I'm setting the lay of it right. You can see, kinking behind me as I work the twist out that way. But this is like set now. But you'll see, how it just transfers the kink down that direction. The thing with rope is, the more times you haul it in and out, the straighter it gets, and the more it finds a natural way, right? It just kind of sets a, like, basically sets its way according to, like, this or that. And it looks like that. Got room to breathe, but it's still. But now I can. I've been kind of like doing. Then you can throw around. Right? You're like, yo, remember saying I want to keep this, so I'm gonna keep it. So I just go pull it on the roof. I think that might be useful one day. This is shitty sport gear. So now. We're gonna put it away. So you can run it. The best way to, like when this came in, it came through all this stuff and it just automatically piled. So that's, you kinda wanna do the same thing always, right? Instead of like doing stuff like this. Like, and see how I'm pulling? Like it's gonna grab potentially down there and pull. You know, well, it's starting the creation of a tangle, right? Like it'll come down here and catch that and pull. You know, that stuff's not queued up yet. That stuff's really weird, but it just queued it up. Now it's all like this. Now we're like, no, we're this. And then you're like pulling your hair up. So, best thing you do is go straight up and fall. Like, anytime you have like something that's too big to just spend the time with my hand, you get down. When it starts to pull on those floats, then we've got to disconnect it. The float. Throw them on the dock ground.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.